Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. As the Journey Begins by George Mills is an intimate and inspiring story of a God-fearing man on a journey to find his soulmate. A journey he describes as a search of a beautiful wildflower to have as his beloved soulmate for life. George C. Mills was born in Jones County, Mississippi, raised in the small community of Mulberry, surrounded by family and friends who instilled in him the values of faith in God and the importance of hard work. He credits these lessons for shaping him as the man he is today. After finishing his education, he joined his hometown National Guard. While on this journey of life, George wrote several books such as the Journey Begins, the focus of today's interview, Looking Forward as the Journey Continues, and many others, including Clay's Battle Between Love and Lust and Clayface's Gloria's Ultimatum. And George Mills, author of As the Journey Begins, is our guest on This Week in America. George, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, sir, for allowing me to come on and talk a little bit about the books.
Well, it is our pleasure. Interesting books, books available wherever books are sold. I'll give you George's website. You can go there and get information and, of course, order there as well. Share with us about this journey, the book journey, how it came to be. Where did this idea come from to put the story in book form?
I went through a divorce back in 2015 after 25 years of marriage. I was talking to some friends one day on our way back from work, and they said an opportunity missed is an opportunity never gained back. I've always wanted to write a book from the time I served in the Guard and we deployed overseas to Iraq. But I didn't get around to writing it. So after I went through my divorce, to take up the spare time that I found myself in, I said, I'll write that book. So I bought me a college notebook paper and just started sitting down and writing it and talking to some of my friends as I was going along writing it, what they think about it. And they said, you got a unbelievable imagination. You need to see where you could go with it.
Yes.
So I went with it, and I started out talking about a man on a search for his new soulmate. And I got to one of my other friends that I was kind of seeing during that time, and she said, why are you writing this? Why don't you write about yourself? So I got to a point in there. The old saying goes, I'm waiting for my ship to come in.
Yes.
I use that to start talking about myself. So I somehow or another put myself actually into the book, where it's supposed to be just about a man on a journey looking for his new soulmate. And I go from, well, the character goes from place to place looking for his new soulmate, and he don't find her. And I start talking with my characters about myself. They ask me questions about how was my childhood when I was growing up. And I tell them little short stories about my childhood and everything. And then I'll go back into the portion of talking about searching for my soulmate.
Yes.
If that makes any sense to you.
It makes sense, and you're very relatable. Talk about that, because we really feel we know you by bringing yourself out and the honesty in your writing. This book we're talking about is As the Journey Begins, one of a series by George Mills, our guest on the program. This really is relatable. You're sort of every man, and we learn who you are. We learn what you're trying to do. Talk about that aspect of it.
I'm the type of person that I don't talk much, because when I was born tongue-tied. My tongue wouldn't let me make words or syllables or anything. And once the doctor found out that's what the problem was. He cut it or clipped it. And being a young newborn, as you grow, things have a tendency to grow back. And it gave me some disability as far as being able to speak proper English.
Yes.
And that's what one of the things that people have told me, that it's unique, it's authenticity, it's who you are, you know. It's not trying to be somebody else that you're not. And when I sent it off to Christian Faith Publishing Company to see if they would be interested in publishing it, 2 weeks later, the young lady that works there in their review of the manuscripts and everything, she called me and said that they loved my manuscript and they wanted to know if I wanted to have it published. I said yes. I laid out a yell and everybody in the shop come running to see what was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, they wanted to publish my book. And everybody cheered for me, you know, like, yeah, we told you it was that good. I said, well, I guess the only way that I can really, truly express myself is to put my words down on paper. And even then, it has a little tendency to be off. You know, I have to write two or three times. And one of my friends asked me, why are you changing it so many times? I said, well, it's not coming out the way I want it to.
Yep, yes.
And I changed it. She read it. She said, that's pretty good. She read it again. After I went back in there and changed it some more, she said, why do you keep changing it? It was good the first time.
Leave it alone. It's good.
Yeah. But I'm the type of person, it's got to be not perfect, perfect, but close. You know, and I got enough of red line. I thought I was back in high school again. You know how your teacher takes you a red pen.
Oh, yeah.
Mark through something.
I've had my share of those as well.
I thought that time they'd done all that, it would be nothing left to publish. But I could take enough out of that and probably write another book. They had changed up some of the wording in the book that they say, well, that's not the way, you know, people talk nowadays. Well, I said, yeah, that is the way they talk, because that's the way the female that I was talking to at the time answered me. So I left that in there, you know, because that's the way she responded. So needless to say, they won the battle. So I just let it stay like it was.
They have the ink, so they'll go ahead and make the changes as they want. And this is the first in a number of books, and we'll talk about all of them with George on the program. This one is Where It All Begins. As the Journey Begins is the name of the book. His website is very simple, author George Mills, MILLS.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can get information on George, this book, and all of the others in the series in order there as well. George, what is the central message of the book? Talk about that and how it reflects maybe your personal beliefs as well as experiences.
My personal beliefs are that Jesus was born of a virgin woman, and he died and raised in order to redeem us from our damnation of hell, because that's not what he created hell for. He created it for Satan and his followers that chose to follow him that day out of heaven. When he tempted Eve with the fruit of the unbidden fruit that they were supposed to eat, but they ate it anyhow. And a lot of people say, and I'll probably have said it too, if it wasn't for a woman, we wouldn't be living in the situation that we were living in with sin. But that's not the case. If you stop and think about it, God gave them a choice, and Adam, he had the choice not to eat of the fruit. He could have said no, but he did it anyway. So it's not Eve to blame. It's Adam who is at fault, because he didn't have to partake of it. He knew God told him not to eat of it, but he did anyhow. So, you know, when we want to blame our helpmate, stop and think. She might be right, or she could be wrong. It's up to the person that's living a godly life or trying to live a godly life. We are not perfect by no means, and that's why I personally need Jesus walking beside me with each and every step that I take. And I can only give him the praise and glory for giving me the ability to use my imagination in writing these books. I use a lot of scriptures out of the book to explain the situation that I went through, and using his words is very comfortable in knowing that he is the one that's in control of our lives. And I give him all the praise and glory for these books. I never once imagined that they would take off like they have or get so much praise as they have, because I know myself and I know what my limitations are, and I never expected to have written something other that people, like you said, can relate to and everything. Yes. I never expected that, but I give God the credit for allowing me to use that imagination to do that. And I hope and pray that someone out there that reads the book who may never pick up the Bible will see the scriptures and how they relate to my life, and they can relate their life to it and accept Jesus as their personal Savior, as I did when I was a young boy.
You know, it's interesting because you have that religious aspect. You use scripture very effectively in telling your story. And there are romantic themes as well in the book. Talk about balancing the two. You've got spiritual, you've got romantic themes of both, and you do an excellent job in using these together during the course of the book. How challenging was that for you to do both, to be romantic and to be spiritual?
To keep the story in line with the Bible, as a man who reads his Bible, I can tell you that anyone who has read the Song of Solomon and understands how it was written will recognize that a person born as a man will desire a woman who's born of the flesh as well. You know, it's somewhat, well, I wouldn't say somewhat difficult, but I found it to be easy knowing that God is our guidance. He put his words there, and if we believe in them and follow them accordingly to the way he wants us to, and I personally don't always do it. You know, Paul says he was the king of sinners. I always say, well, Paul ain't never met me yet. he thinks he's a king of sinners. He hadn't met me. And that's nothing to be proud of, but it shows that I can humble myself and realize that I am a sinner and that I need Jesus in every walk of my life that I take. And that's why he seeks a woman who has the same mindset of following God's commandments. To have a woman as his soulmate, and the woman to have a man as her helpmate, because that's the way God created us, is to be as one. Because he yes. did take the rib from Adam and create her for him as a helpmate. And she's not a footstool, something other that we could come in and say, well, you ain't got my supper on the table. You ain't got my clothes washed for the next day or laid out. That's not the way marriage is meant to be in my eyes. It's give and take. You help her and she helps you. She's not there to cater to your every need, and you're not there to cater to her every need. She's got to be not self-efficient, but she's got to be efficient to where she can stand on her own if need be. You know, she can take care of the family. And that's what a lot of men have a tendency to think, that a woman is supposed to stay home and take care of him. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Yes.
I did before I got married. I thought me and my wife, she was supposed to stay home and take care of the house, and I'm the man. I'm supposed to bring home the bacon, you know, and yes. she's supposed to cook it. That's not necessarily 100% true. You know, it, like I said, it works both ways.
You bring that out so well in the book. Now, the name of the book, this is the first in the series, is As the Journey Begins. George Mill is our guest and the author of the program, George Mills, M-I-L-L-S. The book is available wherever books are sold. If you go to his website, which is very simple, authorgeorgemills.com, information on this book and all of the books that he has written. Time is going by so quickly, so many interesting facets of this book to talk about. What inspired you to write about your quest to find a noble and virtuous woman who honors God first, and what message do you hope, maybe more importantly, the readers take away? What was the inspiration to write the story, and what do you hope the reader is? When they get done, finished reading this, what do you hope the takeaway is?
The takeaway, I hope that they will, like I said earlier, they would see where I use the scriptures to help me cope with the situation where I went through a divorce and everything. Marriage is a holy matrimony. It's between the man and the woman that God has joined them together, and they both should and have the desire to serve God. And that's what I was saying, you know, it's not just her place to stay home and take care of the house and everything. It takes both of you working together to make the marriage last, that she is your helpmate and nothing more. You know, she's not your footstool to walk over to have as a handmaid or what have you.
Yes. Well, you do such a nice job in doing that. And you make us all think, as we're reading that, entertained by your book, entertained by the journey that you're on, but there are lessons for all of us in the book, and that's why As the Journey Begins, it's the first of a series of books, and we'll talk about that here in a second, that George has written. This book available, of course, wherever books are sold, directly to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. More importantly, to George's website, authorgeorgemills.com. Time going by quickly. I want to talk, looking at the book, you have unexpected twists and turns on this journey. Talk about some of those and how they affected the story. Actually, it happened in real life, and you reflect that in your book.
Life is life. It's about happiness, right? And my life, it's not perfect by no means, which is why I personally, as I said, need Jesus as my guidance. Life throws us curves like baseball. You never know what's going to come your way, and you got to adjust to it. And the way that I adjust to it is taking God and putting him first and say, God, I'm in a crossroads that I need your guidance on. I can't do this alone. And if we put him first and foremost in our lives, he will take charge and lead us through the troublesome times and storms and all. One thing that, like I said, I learned after going through my divorce and writing these books, God said He will not go against our will. He give us free will to make the choices that we make. And that's one thing I prayed about. You know, don't let this take place, because it's not the way God you intended it to be.
Lessons there for everybody. The book is As the Journey Begins, the first in the series. I'll mention the others here as we wrap up our conversation today. I want to talk about the theme that you have of letting go and accepting change. This is so important for all of us, because nothing ever goes the way we hope or the way we plan. Those play out in the book, and you do a nice job of presenting those in a way that it's an eye-opener for the rest of us. What do you hope the readers learn from that? The fact that we have to be able to let go sometimes, and we have to be able to accept change.
Change is something other that we do that comes by every day in our lives. And if we are not willing to let go of the past and accept change, how are we going to live out our lives correctly according to God's will?
Yes.
So, you know, you got to be willing to accept the change. But if you live in the past, you ain't going to be happy. And that's another lesson that I've learned myself. You know, you can't dwell on what has took place in the past. You know, as you're saying, women in the dating game, you'll meet some women, well, you compare me to your ex. Well, yes, kind of. Because you haven't fully let go of the hurt that transpired during that time of the breakup. So, yeah, you got to learn not to compare her to your ex or to your mother, for that matter. Because
yes,
you say my cooking is not as good as your mama. Well, you need to go back to your mama. You
know, yeah,
just that simple. You
just
know?
Go home. Yes, but not complicated at all, is it?
That's
just go back home. The book is called As the Journey Begins. Now, that's the first in the series, followed up by other books that are looking forward as the journey continues. Clay's Battle Between Love and Lust. Clay Faces Gloria's Ultimatum. Clay's Battle Between Truth, Love, and Lust. And also The Footprints of an American Soldier. Now, those books are all available at George's website. This is the first in the series. This is a real eye-opener. You'll go on the journey, and you'll decide, okay, we need to stay with George on this journey, and you'll be interested in all the others that come out in the series. His website is very simple, authorgeorgemills.com. This is an award-winning book. Talk about that for a second. This book has been recognized for the excellent writing job that you performed.
That itself was a surprise to me. Because I was doing something other, and I received this phone call from Author Perspective Press saying that my book has been recognized by a GLAAD Award and wanted to know if I wanted to go to Atlanta, Georgia, and receive the award. And I thought they were just messing with me, because there's a lot of scam that goes on out there in today's society. And I said, okay, I'll take a chance on this. And it actually turned out to be true. And that's one reason that I'm having the interview with you, is on their behalf for achieving such an award. It was an honor for them to choose that book. Like I said earlier, I never expected something other that I've written to receive such an honor as it has.
Well, it's very deserving. And the video portion of this, we got to see the award that George got. The video is up on YouTube. You go to our website, look for videos there. Our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or just Google it. You'll find information and should be up on George's website as well, this interview. A few minutes left in the program. You mentioned Authors of Perspective Press. They're a forward-thinking hybrid publishing company at the nexus of innovation and strategy, dedicated to guiding authors through the intricate landscape of publishing and marketing. That's authorsperspectivepress.com, who arranged our conversation with George to be on the program today. George, all the other books are available as well. What are you working on now? This book started and you decided I'm going to go ahead and begin. You talked about the twists and turns and getting this started as the journey begins, an award-winning book. You wrote others in the series. What are you working on now? You're doing an excellent job writing. Don't stop. What's next?
Looking forward as the journey continued, it was part of the book as the journey begins, which it was supposed to be in just that one book. But like I said earlier, when I sent it off to Christian Faith Publishing Company, I wasn't completely 100% through with it. So they went ahead and published that. And one of my school teachers read the book and asked me one day, why did I leave a cliffhanger? I said, well, I wasn't through with the book, but the main reason is to keep your readers interested in what's going to come next. That wasn't the intention at all, but that's the way it turned out. And it read up to looking forward as the journey continues. Now, the footprint of an American soldier, it came along by itself. It's a standalone. It's in the series, but it's a standalone because it's about my time served in the military here in my hometown unit when I joined after I finished high school. Then they wanted to know what happened next after reading Footprint of an American Soldier, because it kind of ended in a cliffhanger too. That brought me to Clay's Endless Dreams. And that's basically what the character is going through in his search for a new soulmate. It's a dream that takes him to different places in his search for her. And one of my friends asked me, he said, when's the dreams on the end? I said, dreams don't end. Whenever you stop dreaming, life has no meaning to it.
Yes.
So that led into, if you go on Goodreads and look up Clay's Endless Dream at the 100 reviews that it received off of Goodreads, the readers are asking for a sequel. What happened to what transpired between Gloria and Clay as far as the ultimatum go? So I had to sit down and write Clay Faces Gloria's ultimatum. It's a choice that he had to make. Either you choose me or we done, you on your way out. So I had to give him the answer to that. And Clay's battle between true love and lust is, to me, one of the most favorite book that I've written. You know, it's something other that we struggle with every day in our lives. You know, when we looking at a woman or a woman looking at a man, is it lust that drawed her attention to him, or is it her looks that draws his attention to her? And I actually talked to a lot of people about that, you know, like, what was it that drawed you to want to be with this person? You know, vice versa, man versus woman.
Yes.
And I'm not going to reveal the answer to that, but some of it was pretty good and some of it wasn't. So my character they talk to each other about, okay, what is your take on it? And a lot of the writing comes from my research on that, as far as reading the Bible and everything. The Bible is the best guide. We even went into Googling what's the difference between true love and lust. Me and one of the, well, the characters, they done their research on Google. Some of them had good answers and some of them didn't, but we chose the one that we felt that come closer to the Bible version of what true love and what's lust in it. And yes, what's the project that I'm working on right now is Clay finally finds his true love, and hopefully it'll be out sometimes this coming year, because I'm trying to see where these books are going to lead to before I put any more money into publishing books, because it's not cheap. I found that out, because you got, not only do you got to publish them, you got to advertise them, and advertising takes up a lot of money.
Well, you're doing a remarkable job, and word of mouth is so important as well. People read one of the books in the series, they read the rest, they tell their friends about it, and suddenly you've got an award-winning book on your hands, the first in the series, As the Journey Begins, and the secret to success is always end with a cliffhanger. Then you've got something else you want to write about. I like that, the aspect you leave these as a cliffhanger, and we can't wait to pick up the next in the series to see how the story continues. I look forward to maybe having a chance to talk to you about the new book if it's out sometime this year. Be happy to do that. All of these books are available now on George's website. It's georgemills.com, authorgeorgemills.com. Put the author in the beginning, authorgeorgemills.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link directly on to the website that George has and get information there as well. The first in the series, As the Journey Begins, a journey he describes as the search for a beautiful wildflower to have as his beloved soulmate. The journey takes him remarkable places. It's a great story, an award-winning story, and available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to his website. George, it's been a pleasure. Great having you on the program to talk about the book, the entire series, as well as this book. Congratulations on the success, the award. Look forward to the next in the series. Thank you so much for being with us.
I appreciate it, Mr. Vitt, and hopefully we'll be able to get together another time talking about the Clay finally finds his true love and lust. I'm looking for a co-writer, because it's supposed to be Clay finally finds his true love. She's going to be a co-writer in the final chapter of that book. And I believe it's going to be a pretty good one, if I can ever get it.
Well, I hope you do. That's sort of the cliffhanger we'll leave this program with, and George's stories as well. And by the way, if you go to his website, authorgeorgemills.com, you'll get updated on how he's doing with the new publication, when it's out, where it's available, all that information. Follow George and his books at his website, authorgeorgemills.com, and a link for today's program on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.